Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School cross country on KNIA KRLS. Joined now by Norwalk boys cross country coach Chad Larson at the state qualifying meet in Marshalltown. Your team gets first place today, a 1-point margin over DCG, a 4-team race, and you came out on top. Just what's the feeling to be going back and with a first place win here?
Yeah, obviously very happy and excited to be able to go back again for our 6th year in a row. A little closer than we had hoped, but DCG had a really good race today. I think our guys had a really good race. I'm happy with how they all performed. When you're that top heavy, your numbers are going to be pretty close top to bottom. So I'm glad we snuck out the win. It's good momentum going into the state meet. So we're happy. We're in a pretty good spot.
What'd you see out of your guys out there today? Tegan Krolik ends up second place, a great race out of him. Tony Anania fifth, and then really just throughout down the line, it was really balanced, no big gaps in there.
Yeah, very happy for Tegan with the second place finish. They went out really quick today, he and Tony stuck with Preston, the guy that won from Marshalltown, early, and they went out real fast. Caught up to Tony a little bit, wasn't able to stay up with Tegan and Preston, but really happy with how they went out after it. Sam Parker had an amazing race today, being third on the team. Grant Wallace has always been solid. Their times are comparable or better than they were when we ran here a couple months ago, when it was a short course then, a couple hundred yards short, where it's legit now. So can't really be disappointed at all with all their performances. They just did really well, and I think it'll project well for next week in the state meet.
And we've talked about it's been a very warm fall. You've had very few cool days. Now you got a day today where it's in the 60s, sunny, and just a little breeze, almost perfect out here.
Yeah. It seems like, I think I've told you this before, up until now we've always had the warmest day of the week on our meet days. It was a nice change. I don't think you could ask for much better than this. Can't complain about it. Hopefully it'll be similar next week. Maybe even a little bit cooler would be okay, but we'll take it every time.
In the spring, Tony had that breakout season in track and field, and now it seems like Tegan's kind of having that season in cross country where he's really taken a big step forward. What have you seen from him throughout the fall?
Yeah, Tegan, after our first race, you could tell it's just like a big weight fell off his shoulders, where he last year he didn't get to where he was performing as a freshman as often as he'd like, for many reasons. And this year he lifted that weight off, and he's been going nonstop ever since. Tony runs with him every day, and so he knows the kind of success that Tony's had, and so it just keeps him confident that he can do it, and right now his confidence is sky high. And I'd love to see it.
You've got 9 days now until the state meet at Fort Dodge. What are you working on between now and then?
Not changing much. So we'll do some speed workouts a couple times over the next 9 days. Some recovery, a little bit of reduced mileage. Still keep the intensity up on those workout days, but go in with some confidence. It's the first time we've won the district meet, and so we're excited about taking the momentum that we have and going after the podium next week.
First time, huh?
Yeah, first time that we have. We might have won in like 1993. I need to validate that.
But not in the sixth straight. You haven't.
Not in the sixth straight.
That's a good sign for Fort Dodge. And, you know, last year I know it was a kind of a cruddy day up there. It was blustery, windy, and you guys I know didn't perform like you had wanted to.
Yeah.
Hopefully better conditions this year. But that aside, I'm sure the team is pretty motivated to go up there and perform better.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think their confidence is sky high. And I think they'll have some good days on next Friday.
You feel like the podium, the top three finish, the podium is doable?
I definitely think it's doable. We do have to have solid races by everybody. I don't think we have to have Superman races by everybody, but I certainly think it's something that's in our reach, and something that we should be striving for sure.
That's Norwalk boys cross country coach Chad Larson. Warriors placed first at the state qualifying meet in Marshalltown. Anything else to add about the day?
No, just happy to be here.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you.